My name is Max, and I am a grade 5 student at Central Elementary Community School, and the title of my living book is Supper Disasters. So before I tell my story, I'll give you a bit of background information. When I was really young, before I went to bed, my parents used to tell me stories about interesting things that have happened in my family, and one of the main categories for those stories was supper disasters. They were all of the times when my parents have made something for dinner that went very, very wrong. The first supper disaster happened when my parents were in university, and they were making pasta for dinner, but then all of a sudden they know some weird red dots all over the pasta. So for a while they thought that they had just accidentally bought red pepper pasta instead of plain pasta. But they went and found the old package and read the label, and it said that it was just plain pasta after all. So then they realized that the red dots were actually mold. It was... it was not a good dinner. The second supper disaster happened when my parents were in university, and while they were going to their classes, they were keeping some pasta soup cooking in a slow cooker until they got home. But apparently that was a bad idea, because when they got home, instead of the pasta cooking nicely for the entire day, it had congealed into a gluey mass, the texture of paper mache paste. It was not a good scene. And the third supper disaster was the first one that I was around for. This one happened when my parents were making risotto for dinner, and everything was going fine until my mom looked into the pot of risotto and asked my dad, "Did you put herbs in there or something?" And he said, "No." So they both looked into the pot of risotto, and then they realized that what they had thought was herbs were actually little bugs hatching from the heat of the cooking risotto. It was not a pretty sight. And the fourth and last supper disaster happened when my parents were making toting the horse for dinner, which are kind of like Yorkshire puddings, except with a different name. I'm not sure exactly why they're called that, but they are. So anyway, we were all sitting at the table ready for dinner, but then I looked at my toting the horse and said, "Why is this silver?" And my parents looked, and there definitely was something silver on it. There was also someone, every single one at the table. So they realized that the silver was actually some of the nonstick coating from the muffin tin that they cooked our dinner on. And it had came off when they were cooking it for some reason. We had to go to taco time after this one, because nonstick coating certainly isn't something that is a good thing to eat for dinner. This is the last supper disaster. There haven't been any other ones after the rotten pasta, the congealed soup, the insect-infested risotto, and the silver toads in the holes. Although, unfortunately, there probably will be some eventually. And there have certainly been some supper disasters before these four, including an accidental cattle corn dinner. But that's another story. So this is the end of my living book. Does anyone have any questions about the story?